Keith on the telephone this morning. We check in with the MCCSE. Who are we speaking with
today? We have Nicole Blackwell, who's the Director of Health Services for the MCCSE.
Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good.
Excellent. 3 days in. Well, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday. 4 days. Oh, my gosh. 4 days in. Do we have any outbreaks yet? Anybody that's it's going crazy? Or is it a normal start to the school year? If there is
so far, so good.
If there is such a thing as normalcy in all of that. But again, with just 4 days in, as August gets rolling along, here we are in 2016, 2017. And what do we need to be aware of as parents sending our kids back to school? Everybody needs to be vaccinated and cleaned up by now, right?
Yes, we would really appreciate it if our students would return with all of their immunizations. That would be a school nurse's dream.
What do you need? Some kind of a note or something from a doctor that certifies that?
Actually, we work closely. Our registered nurses have access to the state immunization registry, which is called CHIRP. And so we're able to access that child's profile, and we can actually look up their immunization.
Oh, okay.
So whenever they go to the physician's office, they get their immunizations. The physician updates the immunization registry, and we can actually look that up. So just taking your child and getting them immunized, we're able to look up their immunization records.
Give us a, not having a child myself, how many different kinds of things are you taking care of before they get to school?
To begin with, just when you get to the kindergarten grade level, you need to have a hepatitis immunization, you need to have diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, polio, measles, mumps, rubella, varicella, and hepatitis.
Yeah, and if you, well, if you visit the doctor on a normal basis, if you have small children like I do, they just give it to you. You don't have to go in there and ask it for.
Uh-huh.
You show up and they're like, hey, I'm here. And they're like, oh, good, you need your shots. Bang, 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 bang. Then your kid cries for a half an hour, you go get ice cream and everything's great. That's just how it works. So not only you get roped into the shot, you get roped into the after party that goes along with that. But everybody takes care of that, and there's plenty of services around town that can help with that. Correct, Nicole?
Correct. And we do work closely with the Department of Health and offering immunization clinics throughout the school year within our schools as well.
You have another issue that goes on, and that is kids, for various reasons, who have to have medications that they bring to school with them. How do you handle that?
In order for us to administer medication in our school, in our health offices, we need to have a medication authorization form, essentially an order from the physician for us to administer that medication. So often at times we'll have a parent show up and have a medication, and they're like, here, can you please give this to my child? We cannot administer that medication unless we have a form, the doctor's order. And those forms are available on our website, so the parent can have that form available whenever they bring the medication.
And is this an ongoing problem for you, or is it fairly well taken care of?
Unfortunately, it is. Often at times we have parents who will send children with medication on the school bus, and then the child comes in and brings that medication to us without the forms. And we like to be able to help our students as soon as they arrive. So without that form, we're hesitating on, you know, giving their medication. Of course, not life-threatening medications, but we can't give that without the doctor's order. So we like to have the parents go to our website, MCCSE, and go to the health services site, and then all the forms that they need are available there. They can work with their physician's office to be prepared whenever they arrive.
Do you have a list there of do's and don'ts, what to bring, what not to bring to school? Because some people might think, well, geez, my kid needs aspirin.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, can I do that? Can I not do that?
You can send, you can bring in as a parent, you can bring over-the-counter medications, you can bring prescription medications. We do have a policy with MCCSE, and that is listed on our website as well.
Yeah, that policy is one child, one box of Kleenex. That's how that's well, that's what it should be.
Yes. So we will administer those medications for you as long as you do have the proper paperwork. In the middle and high schools, we do have over-the-counter medications available for students on request if the parent has filled out an emergency medical authorization form. So this year, those are bright green forms that came home with the kids on the very first day of school.
Right.
I call that my parent homework.
That's what they told us. My daughter walked up to me and said, Dad, you have homework? I said, the heck I do. And she said, no, you have to fill all this out for me. And I said, well, okay, that makes sense. I'll do all that. But for kids that have asthma or have an inhaler or things like that, is that something that anybody has to be worried about?
No, that's not something. We take care of those life-threatening medications. We just need to work with you and work with your physician's office to get that medication, the proper forms to go with it.
Yeah, we just want the kids to be safe. That's why we don't need them taking the medicine when they feel like it or anything else. Those don't work. They're not trained like you guys are. So we'll help them out when they need a little bit of help. Nicole Blackwell is our guest this morning. She's the Director of Health Services for the MCCSC. And as always, the MCCSC.edu, that page has all the information. So if the dog did eat your homework, which has happened to me constantly throughout my life, it's still right there on the internet. The dog cannot eat the internet. Is that true?
That is correct.
Well, let me be straight on something. The real issue is you don't want kids bringing over-the-counter or any other kinds of pills with them to school. Is that pretty much it?
That is correct. That is correct. We do not want children transporting medication in their backpacks on their person to school.
And it's easy because they just register with you and take care of it that way.
Yeah, keep it right there on file. That's the easy part of all this.
Now, what about the other thing about you wake up in the morning and your child's got a little sniffle, but they're okay.
Keith, we call that Tuesday at our house.
Yeah. How do you decide to or not to? What do you want parents to think about to or not to send their child to school?
We actually sent home a note from the nurse, and that came home with that paperwork and with that green paper.
Remember that one,
with
Mike?
Your homework.
I don't think I got to that part of the homework, Keith. Well, I'm always here in the morning, so my wife has to know the parameters of the when do you send them, when do you keep them home. I'm here entertaining Keith most mornings.
Well, the note from the nurse just gives you some guidelines. For example, don't send your child to school with a fever higher than 100 orally. So if your child has a temperature of 101, don't send them to school. Just some guidelines for parents whenever they're trying to decide, especially if they're on the bubble. Not really sure whether I should send them or not. Look at your note from the nurse. That's going to be a good idea, because if you go ahead and send that student, more than likely your day is going to be interrupted with a call from our health offices saying, can you please come pick up your child? They're not feeling well.
Exactly right. And the other thing is the spread of, I don't know, what do you call it? I don't want to call it the flu. That sounds very harsh. But when kids, they touch everything, maybe we hand sanitize, maybe we wash our hands, maybe we don't. It just seems they are petri dishes, aren't they?
They are. They do spread things. And so, of course, good hand washing hygiene is essential to keeping the viruses and the bacteria to a minimum.
Nicole, I can't remember. I'm supposed to sing happy birthday two times or just one time when I'm washing my hands?
Both. More the merrier. Well, the official beverage of the MCCSC should be hand sanitizer. Uh-huh. That's what we... Everybody should have a quart on them at all times.
Nicole,
to make sure.
Nicole's been in this job now for about 8 months, but she's been a nurse with the schools for a period of time.
Oh, so you're a pro. A pro.
I guess it depends on how fast you're singing your song. I would say twice if you sing quickly.
At least twice. Because is it better to overwash your hands or underwash your hands? It's not even close.
To a nurse, she would say overwash.
That's exactly right. Or a five-year-old or a two-year-old. You just keep washing. Are we done yet? No. Just keep going. And eventually they'll get keen. Nicole, we know you're very busy. We know you've got, 23, 24 schools to worry about. We thank you for your time this morning. And, again, hand sanitizer to all and to all a good night.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great job. We appreciate it. Find all the information on the website, mccse.edu. And what's the quick link you go to on there to get all the forms and everything else?
Health Services Department.
That's way too easy. That's how we like it. We like not to be lost on the internet or in real life. And we appreciate your time as always. Thank you. We'll get caught up with you later in the semester.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Great stuff there. Nicole, good job. Hey, you got kids. They're everywhere. They get into everything. They touch everything. That's just how it happens. And the other thing is when you go back to the new year, it's a new classroom with new people. So you new stuff you share with everybody. So that's why I'm coughing and hacking up, and I have a sore throat this morning. I wasn't going to blame Nicole personally because it's not her fault.
Your daughter brought something home.
Well, of course, and it's probably in her book bag. It's somewhere else. Again, I haven't been even had a runny nose in 6 months.
First day of school.
Day 3 days into school. Sunday afternoon or Monday morning, throat starts to hurt. There we go. That's how you know school is.
Meantime, your daughter's just, you know,
bouncing off the walls, doing great. Not a care in the world.
Have you had your shots, Mike?
Their antibodies are better than mine. Yeah.
We'll get you shot up here.
No, I'm going back to the gin. That's what that kills everything. And
you say gin or Jim?
Gin. 748 WGCL.